start things avec Alex.
Let's start with me, where my sinuses. What the hell just happened here?
Literally, I never saw somebody catch a cold. It was a fair catch. Waved off. It's like, I am now sick.
Waving the white flag, man. It's allergies. It's not. I'm actually sick here. Ugh. Okay, let's, to Jordan Reed, I ask.
What are you doing?
Technically, I'm going to try to get through this without, annoying everybody.
Too late.
Good point. Jordan Reed, a tight end for the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. He is one of the best tight ends in the NFL when he's on the field. Unfortunately for Jordan Reed, he is a guy who can't seem to stay on the field, whether it be injuries or the moronic thing he did last night against the Panthers, because last night Reed broke rule one of football skirmishes. Do not punch a dude in the head on the field, because dudes be wearing helmets on the field, and when you punch a helmet, you tend to hurt yourself. Well, luckily for Reed, he didn't hurt himself, but what he did was get ejected from the game. So not only did he punch a helmet and not even faze the dude he punched, but he got a 15-yard penalty against his team, and he got ejected from the game, a game his team desperately needed to win to get into the playoffs. In fact, he had as many ejections as he had catches in the game. You want the NFL franchise in DC's season in a nutshell, that's it. Punching weakly at a helmet and getting thrown out of the party because you suck, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I got a pattern here. So we'll begin with Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboy running back, who I ask.
What are you doing?
So yesterday when word came down that Christian McCaffrey and Fournette would bag their bowl games to prep for the NFL draft, a.k.a. I ain't getting hurt if I ain't getting paid, he said he'd give anything to get out there one more time with his Ohio State teammates. Claims
liar.
Can't understand skipping that chance. Really? If only there was some possible way after his last college game he could have played, I don't know, another 13 games
like a bunch of
with
games.
His teammates by returning for his senior season? Are you kidding me? Do you own a mirror? Do you have a clue? Guess not, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So dumb. To NASCAR, I ask.
Speaking
what are you
dumb.
Doing?
When was the last time we actually talked NASCAR? I think you tried to bring it up when Jeff Gordon retired. Was that it?
And then when Jimmy Johnson won again, the driver's title, I was like, where does that stand? We got two answers.
That's
I realized we'd spent enough time on NASCAR and we moved along.
I was going to say, I think we had like one guy call in, but it's back for a pretty dumb reason. So the Sprint Cup is no more. There's a new sponsor. No longer the Sprint Cup. It is now sponsored by Monster Energy and is called the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, or for a much more convenient way to say it, the Men Cup. Monster Energy becomes men. Get it?
Yeah.
So NASCAR, known for its impressive level of bros and a place where the mere mention of Danica Patrick makes a large majority of its fans want to light their trailers on fire and drive it off a cliff, is now going to have its highest level series literally called the Men Cup. I mean, you really could just call it the Monster Cup. Actually, maybe don't call it the Monster Cup. Never mind.
Stop.
I suppose if you're going to be sexist and nearly impossible for women to get into as a sport, you might as well go all the way with it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Just in case you wonder what NASCAR stood for.
Seems legit.
To Donovan McNabb, who I guess is a broadcaster again, I ask.
What are you doing?
When he learned of the decision by McCaffrey and Fournette, he spoke up. Now, he's not concerned about them abandoning their football brethren or disappointing those who run bowl games. No, no, no. For Donovan, it's all about the poor example they set for the kids. It's all about the kids.
Oh,
so
my God.
Playing your hearts out, then missing a game to begin your dream of an NFL career, the worst. Or maybe McNabb getting popped not once, but twice for a Dewey, the second time leading to an 18-day jail cell stay, along with losing network jobs with NBC Sports Radio and Fox TV. Now that, it happens, but what these guys are doing, unforgivable, horrible, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Really? You're going to talk about the Stanford kid as a bad example for kids? Okay.
Missing four quarters as opposed to a back-to-back Dewey with a jail stay.
Wow. To North Carolina Central wide receiver Quinton Atkinson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Who is that guy? I'm sure all of you saw the play. Atkinson catches what should have been a game-tying touchdown with 2 minutes left against Grambling in the Celebration Bowl, oddly enough. And what does he do? Well, he celebrates by taking his helmet off and running like a crazy person up and down the sidelines. And, of course, earns a 15-yard penalty. And, of course, it means his kicker has the kick blocked. Ugh. And North Carolina Central goes on to lose the game by the 1 point Atkinson's penalty cost them. The worst part is that it was his last game as a college player. He will go the rest of his life knowing that his final competitive play at the college level scored a touchdown, but lost his team the game because he had to run around and act like a little kid who had never scored before. Act like you've been there before. Hear it all the time, as we ask.
What are you doing?
This is almost too easy, yet it's so disgusting. So to Joe Mixon, we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, we've all seen the video. Regardless of what led up, he cold-cocked a woman, knocked her out. With how she fell, could have killed her if she hit her head at a different angle. He should be in jail. But then this came out. With how she slapped him or pushed at his chest, he thought, and I quote, it was a dude. Seriously. You play running back in the Big 12, been tackled and hit by 240, 260, 300-pound elite defensive athletes, and you expect us to believe you couldn't tell the difference. So you're not only an abusive scumbag, but a bold-faced liar as well. Charming, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I got one more quick one here, too. NBC, I ask.
What are you doing?
NBC decided in its infinite wisdom, probably because the IOC decided to pay them a whole bunch of money for it, but they're going to dedicate an entire year-round station to the Olympics. It's apparently going to focus on United States athletes will mostly produce documentaries and archival footage of previous games. Mostly because that's literally all you can do with an Olympics channel, because they only happen for, you know, every couple of years. That's stupid. Am I crazy here? That's a dumb channel, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's a dumb channel. Just, we have to find out where they're headquartered and make up signs. Your channel is dumb.
Your channel is dumb.
Your channel is dumb.